Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Are telling people that they don't have the right to free speech. Well, I applaud that driver, and I wouldn't get on one of those buses. I'd wait for the next bus. And how dare the city of Calgary splash that sort of nonsense all over our buses? Furthermore, you don't have to be a Christian to have common sense. I have a very good friend who's probably well over 70. He's been an atheist all his life, and he says, you don't have to be a Christian to have common sense. Why are you pushing this? I have a great deal of sympathy for people who are this way, to put it. But you are stopping, and the government is stopping. And what do they call them? You go before this board. They don't even have a lawyer on their board.
The Human Rights
Commission.
And
they can find people up the yin-yang.
Well,
so we're afraid to speak out because we're afraid of being particularly older people. I can't afford to be charged.
What are you afraid to speak out about, Mary?
Pardon me?
What are you afraid to speak out about? No one's stifling freedom of speech here.
Yes.
Jesse is
freely. Somebody went to, what did they call those people where they can fine you without a lawyer?
That's called a Human Rights Commission,
yes.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
I know that's not what you, but that's why we're afraid to speak out, because of those people.
Well, if you violate someone's human rights, Mary, you might find yourself on the losing end of a Human Rights Commission. But I don't think that has anything to do with this.
I don't go to church that often, okay?
I don't think that's...
The Bishop of Calgary, somebody went to that kangaroo court. They took the Bishop of Calgary to the human rights people.
For what reason?
You don't know about that?
Tell me what the reason was, Mary. I want to get your understanding of this case.
Somebody took the Bishop of Calgary to the human rights because he wrote a letter to his congregations. We may not support this. Because he said it was unhealthy. And so they took him, and the human rights accepted their complaint.
Okay.
And they ever take it.
Okay, Mary, we're talking about Jesse Rao, who says okay. Mary, listen, it's difficult to talk to you because you start out shouting. Okay.
I'm not shouting.
You started out shouting, Mary, and you dropped the phone when you said you. Everybody who goes to the audio vault to listen to this one after the show.
I apologize for dropping the phone. I went to shut down my radio.
Okay. Mary, listen, I just want to ask you some questions, okay?
Okay.
You've done a great rant. It's been thoroughly entertaining, and everybody knows what your perspective on the matter is now. You've succeeded. But here's my point. Why would Jesse Rao come forward and say he would have to quit his job if they asked him to drive the bus, when he clearly has the option of keeping his job and driving another bus?
Because he wanted to let the citizens of Calgary, like people like me, silly old rednecks, he wanted to let us know that he had objected to this being splashed all over a bus.
To what benefit,
That's
though?
Why
to,
he
who's,
did.
To whose benefit? There's people
My
that don't...
benefit.
Okay, well, I don't think you needed him to solidify your position on the matter.
No, but I am applauding him.
All right. Well,
I'm applauding him.
You applaud away, Mary. Thanks very much for your phone call.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.